We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
John Prine, why were you so great and I didn't even know about you? Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I am Gregor. Hi. I already closed the thing where I see what I talked about and what I should be talking about, so this is going to be weird. It's not going to be weird, but... Sorry, John Prine was an artist that I didn't really know about, and then he died of COVID-19 a month or so ago, and I got real involved in listening to a couple of his albums, and now whenever he comes up, I go back and I'm immediately sucked all the way back in! If you got to start somewhere, I would recommend the album Souvenirs, which is the album that John had flagged as what he wanted you to listen to on Spotify. So, oh, man. In quarantine, I've picked up my guitar and been playing a ton, mostly Mega Man 2 boss songs. But then there's also a bunch of songs that 2-year-olds like. That's where I'm at, too. I wonder if I could learn some John Prine and my kid would like it. Because, like, mainly I play Banana Bread and Do-Re-Mi and... pretty much anything that Casper Baby Pants is down with. Hope you're feeling okay. I don't really have a lot today, so we'll jump right into kind of where we're at here. The news from today is, well, it's full of starch.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, almost 200 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington State, including 13 more deaths. We're about 2 days away from hitting the 1,000 death mark. Sad stuff. A casino in the north end of the Puget Sound became the first in Western Washington to reopen. How? Tribal communities don't fall under the same authority of the governor. You're going to have to bring a cell phone because texting is part of the admission process, and they'll take your temperature before you enter. Yeah, well, what if you're asymptomatic? Quiet, you! Also, no smoking. Coffee giant Starbucks is requesting rent breaks from landlords for at least a year, reports the Seattle Times. Yo, if Starbucks needs a break... how screwed are the rest of us? Now, if you're planning to hop in an Uber either to drive or ride, you'll be required to wear a face mask for the foreseeable future. I mean, good luck enforcing that, but also a great idea. Get yourself a COVID-19 test today for free at T-Mobile Park's temporary drive-through facility. QFC and the Mariners are teaming up to help out. You have to register ahead of time via KrogerHealth.com. And Washington potato farmers are giving away about a zillion taters today at the Tacoma Dome. They're filling the parking lots with 200,000 pounds of potatoes. And it's the type that are good for French fries. In an effort to clear their stock and feed the community.
You just got news.
There's a story from Nerd Talk yesterday that made me really feel bad. You ready? Here we go. And it made me feel really bad because we're now at a point, we've clickbaited ourselves to the point now to generate revenue in this old way that is changing. We're doing so much clickbaiting that we have to make it dumber and dumber and dumber. And through the combined use of like emojis, shorthand text, can you hear that in the background? My wife and kid making a bunch of noise. Yeah, through the use of all this like short form anti-intelligence culture that's building right now, I just felt awful going to bed last night. Then I woke up and my friend, I call her Klaus. She's Caitlin. She lives in Berlin. Hi. I saw her posting about how she felt that the doom scroll of social media really wiped her out yesterday, too. And I was like, oh, we're at this point now where the oversaturation of all this terrible talk, myself included, I mean, I just did 2 minutes in the news about it, but the oversaturation of all that is really, it's becoming so heavy that it's, I don't know, it's making me feel awful. I don't know what to do about it. Like, there's an obvious overreaction of, like, I'm not going to talk about anything coronavirus ever again. I don't think that's it. But also, like, I want to stay positive. It made me feel so bad that I was like, how do I always stay positive? And that's not a good thing either. We don't want to always be positive, because if you're always positive, then positivity becomes numb and you have to go to, like, extreme lengths to feel happy, right? You need to appreciate the negative things. Anyway, there's a story from Nature, the publication Nature at nature.com, and it's about how the Facebooks of the world are propping up and shedding light and spreading information that makes us stupider. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! A report in the publication Nature shows how researchers looked at 3 billion Facebook users to see how anti-science ideas like anti-vaccination have blossomed worldwide in the last few years and will potentially be the dominant viewpoint in as little as a decade. Great! Anyone else ready to pull the master switch at Facebook? Computers are being taught to teach by teachers so tutoring can be tackled by these technological tools. Imagine if instead of the lady from Texas with huge plastic car earrings trying to teach you how to do geometry, you could instead rely on another cold, dead-on-the-inside machine to show you the way. Only one that would continuously learn to teach you better instead of over the years ruining your ability to do math and destroying a future as an engineer. Sounds like I could use some therapy. And finally, in quarantine, I've really kicked around the idea of buying a simulator, either for racing or for learning how to fly a plane. If I didn't have a 2-year-old, this would be done already. In the meantime, how about a whirl on the new SpaceX simulator? To celebrate humans being launched into orbit from American soil, you could fly a Falcon 9 to space and have a Dragon crew capsule dock with the International Space Station. And it's very challenging. Yo, get at me when they drop the DLC for shooting Elon's Tesla at Mars. See a space car! Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! It's not the conversation I wanted to have, but it's the important one to have. A couple things to take away to make life a little bit more fun. Gonna work on jokes. Writing more jokes, writing better jokes in these things, so it's just like doinking around at people's expense for fun. I don't like name calling or anything like that, but 2, I'm gonna stop giving attention and lighting up things that are negative. Like, I can't stand the president and everything about him. Like, literally, I think everything about him. But every day, there's something to complain about, and I see everyone online constantly complaining about it, and I'm like, you're just giving him ratings. It's just, like, nonstop. It's exactly what he wants. He just feeds into the show business of it. Same thing, only in a different way, with Howard Stern back in the day, who made awesome comments about the president this week. But it's just like, they just want attention. They just want to be celebrities. And so the more that you give them ratings, the more that they go. And so these negative things, the anti-science, anti-intellectual, anti-thinking and loving and living, man, all fueled by just like this confidence that's like usually supernatural or through the lack of expertise on now open channels. It's just really bad. And so I want to stop paying any kind of fuel on those fires and only talk about the stuff that's like important to me, that I don't know how to say this without sounding just like the opposite asshole to what I'm complaining about. Let's not delegitimize things that we've made legitimate through years and years of hard research and study. Okay, if you made it this far, thanks so much. I don't know. I guess go f*** myself, right?
The end of the show show. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.